Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Mangrove Squeeze by Lawrence Shames, narrated by Richard Ferrone. This work is copyrighted 1998 by Lawrence Shames. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books. People go to Key West for lots of different reasons, and not all of them are legal, sane, or in the interests of public safety. And now, Mangrove Squeeze.
Part 1. Chapter 1. "Reservation," said Sam Katz. "What do you mean you have a reservation? This is my house." The tourists looked unhappy and confused. It had been a long day and full of disappointments. Up north, the roads were icy. They'd had to get up before dawn to make the first flight out of Lansing. Miami was not as warm as they'd hoped. They'd lied to themselves, pretending it was warmer than it was. The traffic on Key Largo was as annoying as the traffic anywhere else, and the sun had set before they reached the pretty part of the drive, south of 7 Mile Bridge. A fatiguing and deflating start to a vacation. And now the husband leaned across the counter with its registration book, its heavy silver bell. "You're telling me," he said, "this isn't a hotel?"
"Hotel?" said Sam Katz.
He was tall for an old man, with dark and soupy eyes that turned down at the outside corners, making him look sad sometimes, other times amused. His fluffy white hair, translucent at the edges, burgeoned out and back like Einstein's, and his shoulders sloped down at a steep angle from his neck. He wore a hearing aid, except when he was listening to Mozart or Glenn Miller on his yellow Walkman.
"Don't be ridiculous, young fella. I grew up in this house."
The wife glanced furtively around the office. There was a black metal rack stuffed with promotional brochures for snorkel trips, sunset sales. There was a cardboard stand that held applications for credit cards. Meekly, she said,
"But the sign outside..." "Sign," the old man said. "Who puts a sign? My parents built this house. They came from Russia."
The husband had a book with him, a guidebook. He put it on the counter and started riffling through it. Sam Katz paused a moment, then continued,
"Okay, Poland. The boundaries back then, who knows? A mishmash Europe. They came..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?